Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Chula Vista. Good morning, Elsie.
Hi.
Elsie, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you'll get some coffee.
All right, good luck.
Elsie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Elsie, Rihanna showed off her baby bump Monday at the Met Gala. True or false, Rihanna's real name is Rihanna.
I believe so, yes.
Keith Urban was awarded the Triple Crown at last night's ACMs. The Triple Crown is also awarded to the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Breeders' Cup in what sport?
Horse racing.
A teaser has been released for the new Spike Lee flick, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington. Denzel should have won an Oscar, starring alongside Spike Lee in a Spike Lee-directed movie about this legendary and controversial black rights activist. Who was he?
Malcolm X?
This Sunday is Mother's Day, one of the most popular flower days of the year. What is the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Roses, sunflowers, or carnations?
Sunflowers?
And finally, yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Within two, and without going over, how many total Oscar nominations? Total Oscar nominations does George have?
I'm going to go like 27. I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. Wow, you think very highly of George Clooney's career, don't you?
I feel like everybody does, right? I have to go high.
Pretty sure that might be a record, but either way, let's get Tammy. Let's get Tammy back in. Tammy, Elsie did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Rihanna showed off her baby bump Monday at the Met Gala. True or false? Her real name is Rihanna.
True. I knew all. Trust your gut.
Elsie also went with true. Her real name is Robin Fenty.
That's where her Fenty line.
Yes, yeah. Exactly right. Nice job, Tam.
Yeah. Didn't help me.
Didn't help you. Keith Urban was awarded the Triple Crown at last night's ACMs. The Triple Crown is awarded to the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Breeders' Cup in what sport?
Horse racing.
Horse racing is right. Elsie knew that. 1-1. A teaser has been released for the new Spike Lee flick, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington. Denzel should have won an Oscar, starring alongside Spike in a Spike Lee-directed movie about this legendary and controversial black rights activist. Who was he?
Malcolm X.
The movie might not be great. I think it's very good. But Denzel Washington's performance, the fact that he didn't win an Oscar for that is an absolute cinematic crime. It's 2-2. Tammy, this Sunday is Mother's Day. As you know, happy Mother's Day early to all moms. One of the most popular flower days of the year. What is the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Is it roses, sunflowers, or carnations?
Ew, carnations. I'm going to go roses.
Roses is wrong, as are sunflowers. Leave it to mom to always want the most simple, don't spend too much flower. Carnations are the most popular flower for Mother's Day.
I'm going to say that that's what people buy, and I'm going to say that a lot of moms go, ew, really, carnations? But they would never tell you that. Do you agree with me?
You agree?
I agree.
Ugh. They don't even smell.
No.
In fact, they smell badly.
Yes. They're just inexpensive. Sunflowers I would love.
Yeah. I feel like that's so motherly, a sunflower.
Don't get your mom carnations. Get her something different.
We're still tied at 2. And finally, Tammy, yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Within 2, and without going over, how many total Oscar nominations, does George have?
Oh, because he's a director, too.
And a producer.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm going to say 12.
No, but you both overestimated. Elsie went way big. 26, I believe, is what she guessed. George Clooney has won 2 Oscars for acting, but he's been nominated totally for 8 Oscars.
Oh, my God. I swear I almost said 8. I don't know why I picked 12.
Well, either way, today we finish with a tie. And unfortunately, Elsie, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
It's a bouquet of carnations.
Here you go.
I love it.
No, you
it
don't.
Smells perfect.
You have a pair of tickets for KSON's All American Summer with Scotty McCreery and the band Perry, June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Scotty's literally my favorite country artist. So I'm so excited.
Oh, that's
tell
great
all
news.
Your friends to buy tickets and join you.
Yes, of course.
All right, Elsie. Well, congratulations. We're glad we can hook you up. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm not sure this is a good thing, but we've gotten a couple of calls instantly regarding our last College of Hollywood Knowledge, Tammy. Randy is up first.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Miss Tammy. How are you?
Good.
I was calling to let you know that the carnation is actually the mother's flower.
I know it is, but I hate it.
They are very pretty, but it is known. So when I was just listening, I'm like, I wonder if they know it's actually the mother's flower.
So wait a second. It's actually known that carnation is known as the mother's flower, quote unquote. I did not know that. Thank you, Randy.
I still don't want carnations, mother's flower or not. They're cheap.
I think so, too. I would rather sunflower, personally.
Yeah, sunflowers. Or how about an orchid or an iris? You know, I mean, it just, I don't know. Carnations are just so.
Anything but a carnation.
Well, we need to do a movement where we can get a brand new flower named the mother's flower because carnations stink.
I think that's what you guys should do is do a poll on what the Mother's Day flower should be, and we should get a new one going.
Timmy, Navy Dave is joining us. He claims he has a
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge
Controversy. All right, Navy Dave, what you got, man?
So, the Breeders' Cup is not part of the Triple Crown. The Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. The Breeders' Cup is considered part of the Grand Slam because everybody's got to have a Grand Slam nowadays.
You know what? You're right. Hang on. Are we sure?
Yes. No, I remember reading that this morning. Sure. As soon as you said it, Dave, I was reading all about the race.
God, you know why I quit. I'm done. You're going to have to carry on without me, Tammy.
Yep, Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont. Yep.
And I said the Breeders' Cup.
Yes.
Man. I don't know what to say. I was wrong. Thank you, Navy Dave.
I'm just a huge Secretariat fan.
Thanks, Navy Dave. Man, mm-hmm. I had one job.
Write
the College of Hollywood Knowledge and maybe, oh, I don't know. Get your questions right.
You know what? It just keeps you on your toes.
This is why we lost the ACM.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Tammy. I'm sorry. If I was better at my job, you would be up there on stage with Brooks and Dunn.
Sure.
Accepting an award that's 25 years late.
We would have been in the group of radio winners.
Right.
They didn't even put their names up or anything. It was
really?
A whole group of them just standing there.
How ironic is it that the winners thank country radio whenever they win, and yet... That's what the winners of country radio awards get.
Yeah.
A second before the commercials. If you blink, you missed it.
Well, I would prefer it if they actually did like they used to do, which was put the picture of each show that wins and each thing that wins, even if it's just for a split second. This was just a sea of people.
Yeah.
You had no idea who they were.
That's what we are. That's all we are. Getting questions to the college wrong amidst a sea of ordinary people.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, I gotta pick up my mood.
Yes,
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.